It is now 5:23. Back to the story about the Anglican Church adding a third option at the synod, that the Christchurch Cathedral could be gifted to the government. Now, Nikki Wagner is the Minister supporting Greater Christchurch Regeneration, and the Minister is with me. Good evening.
Good evening, Larry.
What do you make of this third option?
Well, I think it's very positive. It shows that the church and the cathedral property trusts are thinking about ways to be creative to get a decision. We've been very focused on the fact that Christchurch, people in Christchurch, need a decision. As long as we have a decaying and neglected church in the centre of our city, that's the symbol that we don't want to see.
Is the indication here, though, that the church wants to walk away? They don't like the cost going forward. That's why they want to gift it to the government.
Well, there's been other examples of that. For example, in Wellington, we've got Old St Paul's, and what happened then was the church was gifted to the government and they look after it, and then perhaps people can use it for churches' services, and they're talking about perhaps significant services. So it's a matter of us talking through with the church. As you're probably aware, the options will go to the synod in early September, and they will debate what they think is the right way forward.
What are the implications for the government here? Because the government would be left with the total bill, the rebuild bill, wouldn't they?
Well, the government has already made an offer to do that, and we feel that it can be reinstated, and so that funding has already been made. So it would just be a matter of reorganising how to manage that. But we still have to talk through the details. For example, how would we manage the insurance funding? It needs to go to a cathedral in the square. So we've got quite a lot of work to do to make it a viable
option. It have to go to the cathedral in the square? I mean, the Anglican Church could gift the cathedral, the area, to the government. They could build a church somewhere else.
Well, according to the High Court, as we understand it, was that the insurance money was for a cathedral in Cathedral Square, Christchurch.
Okay, so would the government expect to... Well, you're going to get some of that money anyway in the rebuild. Would the government reject the gift of the cathedral?
Look, we don't want to get ahead of the discussion yet. What is really pleasing is that the church is seeing how important the reinstatement of the cathedral is to the people of Christchurch and to the people of New Zealand, actually. And so they're looking at options to do that as creatively as possible, and we'll be working with them to get a good outcome.
Sir Bob Parker, former Christchurch mayor, says this looks like a cunning plan. Minister, in other words, the government is left holding the baby here. The cost of all of this?
Well, the funding, it looks very similar whether the government owns it or the church owns it. So I don't know how cunning it is, but certainly it's a positive step forward. We do want to get a decision, and this is another possibility.
You wouldn't be worried if the government was left with the rebuild costs, etc., owning the church?
Well, it would probably go to something like the Arts Centre in Christchurch. I don't know if you're aware of the Arts Centre. That was the old university. And what happened then was there was a discussion about whether that should be demolished back in the 70s. And then what was created was the Arts Centre Trust, who looked after that building and made sure that it was repaired and commercially used. So probably you would look at another model like that. So there are examples of that. And as I've already mentioned, Old St Paul's in Wellington, but certainly we need to work our way through the project, and the Synod needs to decide what they want to do.
You don't think they've already pretty much decided this?
Well, there's 220 of them, and the Bishop tells me that there's no way you can predict what they're going to choose. So we'll wait and see.
Thank you for coming on the program. That is Nikki Wagner, the Minister supporting Greater Christchurch Regeneration. News Talk ZB, it's now 5:28.